Hey, what's up? Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Los Angeles, California. So, today I want to talk about morning routines. So, some of my morning routines and more recently, things have changed dealing with COVID, quarantine. It's really thrown off my daily routines. Yeah, my morning routine. I used to go to the gym in the morning, shower, that's ready for my day. The gym's closed, not showering first thing in the morning after the gym. My days have been thrown off. But you know what? I'm all about adaptogens. I'm all about being able to be flexible, to change with the environment. So if you're presented with something like quarantine or COVID or things shut down or you gotta go on vacation or you have to leave somewhere. It's all about being flexible, being able to adapt optimally and not be affected in a negative way from your external factors, from the environment. And yeah, that's kind of what I'm all about. If you didn't know, well, now you know. But some things I'm gonna start doing and implementing for my own routine daily. So I'm gonna start waking up early. You know, early for everyone, it just depends on what you got going on in the morning. I don't have to be where I need to be. So this past week, I started waking up at 6 a.m. Okay, it might not be early to a lot of people, but for me, it's been early. I wanna start waking up 1 hour earlier than I usually did, so I'd wake up around 7. Gonna wake up at 6, and then soon I want to push it back 30 minutes, push it back an hour. But I also want to be sure I'm sleeping well at night. Some people, one of my mentors, he's a Korean business owner, businessman, and all he believes is that you need 5 hours of sleep. That might sound crazy to some people. No, you need 7. No, you need 8. No, you need 9. No, you need 12 hours of sleep. You know, everyone has different levels of how much sleep they actually need. And it's really there's a lot of factors that come with getting adequate amount of sleep. Some say the healthier you are or the less junk you have in your body, the less sleep you need. And there is some truth to that. But anyways, let's not get in the topic of how many hours you should be sleeping. Let's just talk about my morning routine. So I'm gonna start waking up early. So long time ago when I wanted to get into like eating cleaner, detoxing, things like that, every morning I'd have warm water with some lemon or warm water and some lime and a little bit of pinch of salt. So I started doing that. This morning I had calamansi. Calamansi is a citrus fruit. It's famous in the Filipino cuisine and it just tastes like a cross between an orange and a lemon, and it has like hints of vanilla. It tastes really good. So I did that, put it in a water bottle, shook it up really well, and just drank that first thing in the morning. That was my easy way to start the morning. Why did I do that? It's because it's hydrating. We need to get hydrated. If you look at the animals in nature, usually the first thing they do is wake up and drink water. The elephants and parrots and animals in Africa, the first thing they do is they drink water or puddles of water, but also in the puddles of water it contains clay, and clay has always been known to remove toxins in the body. So first thing first is drinking some water, maybe a pinch of salt. Definitely add some real like water that's coming from like a fruit. So in this case, lemon, citrus, something like that. And minerals are just super hydrating. Salts are loaded with minerals. Think of like electrolytes. Think of Gatorade. Gatorade is filled with electrolytes, and those same electrolytes are found within salts. And we need salts. We are electrical beings. And this is what keeps things triggering and firing in our brains and throughout our body. If you don't have salt, if you're drinking distilled water, you're drinking water with no minerals, how else are you going to get your salt? And you definitely want to get a good salt, a good rock salt, a good sea salt, this iodized salt or fake salt that's out there is not doing the body any good. And nowadays it's easy to walk into your local health food store or walk into even Walmart or these big brand named stores and find high quality salts. I was talking to a store manager at Walmart years ago, and he was saying that if people demand the organic and the superfoods and all this stuff, that there's enough demand for it, we will carry it. And over the years, the health food and natural products industry has grown tremendously, and people do look for those type of foods. If you go to Costco, this is another one of those stores. If you go there, you're gonna find organic stuff. People love good, high quality stuff. So they're making it easier for you to find things. You can purchase it online. Look for a good salt. If you're still using that iodized salt, it's time to upgrade. It's time to upgrade your life. So that's going to be the start of my mornings. I always love coffee. Coffee's my go-to. And more recently, I've kind of given up on the water and lemon and just start my morning with a little bit of water and usually just go straight to coffee. But I've noticed it's not making me feel really good. Like today, like I was saying, that's how I started my morning. I feel really good. I feel hydrated. I feel alert. I don't feel sluggish. I feel like things are moving. Yeah, I did have my cup of coffee, and but the first thing I did was like, you know what? I gotta hydrate. So I got hydrated. Another thing I'm gonna start doing in the morning is exercise. That's right. Whether you're doing push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, running, going for a light little run in the morning, or walking, or just doing movements. Look at like Qigong. If you go up in San Francisco or in New York, I remember visiting New York and going into Chinatown in the morning. There's a really good bakery over there that I like. And if you go by the park, there's gentlemen playing chess and I don't know, some other Chinese gambling game. And then also you have people in the parks, and you have older ladies and older men who are doing Qigong, and they're doing these weird movements with their bodies, right? If you look at animals, which I always go back to, is looking at nature to find the answer. You look at animals, dogs, they shake when they get up in the morning. They do downward dog in the morning, yoga, right? So this is what we have to do as animals, as human beings. So when you get up, shake, move. Move everything, get these toxins out of your body, and moving through your body, just waking things up. I had an old boss a long time ago. He says his friend, when he wakes up in the morning in bed, I think they're on a business trip together, and they shared a room, and his friend was shaking in the bed in the morning, and my boss is like, "What are you doing shaking in the bed? Are you okay? Like, what's going on over there?" And he's like, "That's how I wake up in the morning. I like to wake up and kind of just shake, 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 shake it off, and pump myself up." I forget who it was who says you get, positive affirmations in the morning and movement. So that's another thing I got to start doing again. I haven't been going to the gym, so I got to start going to the gym. If my gym isn't open or if I can't, gyms will be opening soon and you have to make a reservation. If I can't get the reservation, well, I'm going to do push-ups. I'm going to do some sit-ups. I'm going to do some jumping jacks. I'm going to go get my jump rope that's been sitting in the drawer and start jumping again. I wish I had my trampoline. I used to have a little mini trampoline, but I gave it to a friend. I wish I still had that. That's amazing to jump on. So just get some movement going. And this is going to set you up for the whole day. You just feel good. You just feel alive and more energetic. Maybe you might get a little tired afterwards, but it's totally normal. We do have to exert energy, and then we also do have to rest. So nothing's wrong with maybe feeling a little bit fatigued after you exercise. This is normal. This is normal process of life, the yin and yang of life, right? So that's going to be my second routine in the morning. And then my third routine of the morning is going to be good music, my favorite music that I like. I'm just going to blast it. Positive affirmations, and also thinking about the things I want to accomplish, not only for the day, but for the next 6 months or for the next year. And just think about those things in the morning. Some people like to call this whole process, maybe you can call it the power hour. You can call it the power 2 hours. And what we're doing is just, we're waking up, we're getting hydrated, maybe having our coffee if you're into the whole bulletproof, or adding coconut oil or some butter to your coffee, some healthy fats, getting it in there. Getting some exercise in, movement, some type of movement, whether it's stretching, yoga, just some type of movement, a good workout, and then fueling your mind with positive energy. Maybe you don't like listening to music while you work out, or you do like listening to music when you work out, but getting some music in, thinking positive, saying positive affirmations to yourself, like, I am strong, I am healthy, I am wise, I can do this, I will do this, I am doing this. All these things, and they add up, right? Over time, you start doing this daily. And then after this, you have a really healthy meal. Whatever that means to you, whether you're going to have a smoothie, you're going to have a greens drink, whether you're going to have some eggs, whether you're going to have some salmon. Think healthy, be healthy, and you will be healthy, right? So these are some things that I'm gonna start implementing more in my morning routine. Like over the years, I've always done this, but I'm just gonna put a little more intention, a little more focus into those things. So that's kind of what was on my mind today. Stay tuned for some more things. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, remember you can always reach out to me on Instagram. You can find me there. You can type in my name, Free Easy Wander, or type in my name is Justin Bowers, and should be able to pop up, follow, like, all that good stuff, comment. But really, I like answering questions, so feel free to ask me some questions. If you want to do my program, you can go ahead and direct message me and talk to me about the programs that I offer people. So, anyways, thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day. Take care and be well. Bye-bye.